WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to The Stoic Life. This is your boy, Logan Cruz, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little bit of wisdom and a whole lot of humor. Today's topic, letting go of attachment and expectations. Ever find yourself stressing over things that are completely out of your control? Wishing for outcomes that just don't happen the way you planned. You know that feeling, right? Like your happiness is tied to some external thing, a promotion, a relationship, even the weather. Well, let me tell you, my friends, it's time to break free from those invisible chains. Because clinging to expectations and attachments is like trying to hold water in your hands. It's just gonna slip through your fingers. And trust me, that feeling of frustration? Not worth it. Today we're diving deep into how to loosen our grip, find inner peace, and build that unshakable confidence, even when life throws us a curveball. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you start letting go right now. 1. Acceptance is your superpower. The first step. Accepting things as they are, not as we want them to be. Easier said than done, right? Think about it like this: resisting reality is like trying to swim against the current. You're just gonna get tired and exhausted. Accepting what is allows you to focus your energy on what you can actually control. Your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. 2. Expectations are like tiny landmines. They set us up for disappointment. Remember that awesome vacation you meticulously planned? What if the weather turned sour? Or maybe the restaurant you booked had a kitchen fire? Yeah, life happens. So instead of building your happiness around these external things, cultivate joy within yourself. Find that inner contentment that doesn't rely on perfect circumstances. 3. Detach with grace. This doesn't mean becoming indifferent or heartless. It means recognizing that our well-being isn't dependent on other people's actions or outcomes. You know those friends who always seem to have it together? They probably have their fair share of struggles too, but they choose not to get dragged down by them. 4. Embrace the journey, not just the destination. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. Focus on enjoying the process, the small moments, the challenges, the triumphs. Savor each step because it all contributes to the bigger picture. When we're obsessed with reaching the finish line, we miss out on the beauty of the journey itself. 5. Find your stoic tribe. You don't have to go through this alone. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, support your growth, and remind you of your inner strength. A little community can make a world of difference when it comes to staying grounded and finding perspective. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're gearing up for a big presentation at work. You prep tirelessly, you feel confident in your material, but anxiety starts creeping in. You start imagining all the worst-case scenarios, the microphone malfunctioning, forgetting your key points, the audience losing interest. Sound familiar? That's attachment and expectation rearing its ugly head. Instead of letting those thoughts take over, try this. Acknowledge the anxiety, then gently redirect your focus. Remind yourself that you've done the work, you know your stuff, and even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world. You can handle whatever comes your way. Focus on delivering a clear, confident presentation. Engage with the audience, share your knowledge, and enjoy the experience. Remember, the goal isn't to be flawless, it's to show up authentically and do your best. So there you have it, folks. Letting go of attachment and expectations is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember inner peace is always within reach. Join me tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Wisdom, where we'll explore how to cultivate resilience in the face of adversity. Until then, keep striving, keep growing, and most importantly, keep living authentically.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.